When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special episode of the Kind of Funny Games cast. I'm your host, Greg Miller, at Game Over Greggy on, of course, Instagram and Threads. And today I thought I'd come to talk to you about the one and only Starfield. So you're getting a normal games cast this week where we will come together and talk about all the things we love and sometimes don't love in the video game world with the full panel of hosts you'd expect and having a great time. However, I am brimming with Starfield thoughts and opinions. I have been vague on Twitter and over the weekend as things continue to build up inside me like a little teapot. I started to whistle and say, I'm just going to do a one-man, not spoiler cast, but games cast where I can talk through my thoughts, feelings, and emotions about this. Don't turn me off yet. Don't turn this off yet. I want to make sure I get this will be spoiler filled. I won't pull punches. I do urge you to play the game before you'd watch this. This is more about if you've already played through it, you've beaten it, maybe you're wondering why I keep talking about New Game Plus, you're in New Game Plus, you don't get why it's so cool. I'm going to go through that. But even that, I don't want to label this as a spoiler cast because I think there's a great chance we'll probably do a spoiler cast at some point. I just want to have basically a Greg Miller Starfield therapy session or Becky Lynch's Starfield story or journey or something like that. Well, there's a good headline you've probably already seen by the time you get it. But basically, I just need to talk about Starfield to someone who cares. And I know you care. And I thought this would be a great way to do it. So I think you should wait and, you know, I'm not going to just start screaming out spoilers anytime soon. I think you should wait. Play Starfield, enjoy it at your own pace, and then be like, I don't get it, or I'm freaking out at what I'm seeing. I should go listen to somebody, and you can find me and talk to me there. But that's the gist of it. I'll give you the rigmarole. Again, you don't have to turn us off yet, even though I guess you probably have nothing left to listen to. Anyways, this is the Kind of Funny Games cast each and every week for sometimes one best friends gather around this table, coming to talk about all the things they love and sometimes don't love in video games. If you love that, you should be part of the show. You can write into the Gamescast for free at kindoffunny.com/gamescast. Of course, then you should head on over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where normally you could watch us record the show live. You could get it ad-free. You could get it on demand as a video and MP3. You could get more than 300 bonus episodes of content. You could get cool physical items like the new Nitro Rifle poster in the style of Invincible, or the shirt we just did last month. That was the Trogs Unite shirt. It's all great stuff, but patreon.com/kindoffunny is what allows us to be the lovable idiots you love. If you have no bucks tossed away, no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. And of course, podcast services around the globe each and every week, sometimes twice a week, like this week. We are just giving this one away for free. Have some fun. There's this month's premium collector item if you are, of course, watching live. The Nitro Rifle inspired by Invincible poster by Matt Ferguson, a piece of art. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, about another piece of art. Just kidding. I'm not getting into Starfield yet. Instead, what I want to talk about is housekeeping. Remember, of course, Starfield is on the tip of everyone's tongues. It's no different here. Of course, our review is up as a Gamescast. There's the Xcast FAQ. There's a 48-hour stream you could find and watch all the stuff we did there. There's TikToks. There's so much more. And of course, we are streaming on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Starfield each and every day this week as all the various cast members of Kind of Funny go through their own personal journey. Friday, Gary and I close it out, and I will be playing my real save, the save I'm going to be talking about here, so way into the game. Of course, don't let Starfield distract you from the fact that we put out an amazing episode of PS I Love You XOXO last week. It is Gamer Math, which is a riff on girl math. It is a fun one where a bunch of people call in, and me and Blessing justify their outrageous PlayStation purchases. You can get it as a podcast or youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Over on Patreon, a new Kind of Funny Next Gen podcast is up right now featuring a big reveal from Barrett Courtney. Thank you to the Patreon producers who made this all possible. Brave Athos, Jedi Master Deadpool, and Delaney Twining. Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays and DraftKings Sportsbook, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's get into whatever this show would be. This is your chance If you've made it this far and you haven't beaten Starfield, this would be where I would say you should turn it off, which I know got you like no real content of value other than me promoting other things, but you had fun and you clicked on the video and or the podcast, and I appreciate that. I have so much to say. You know, one of the here, Cameron Kennedy tweeted, I put up a tweet right before we went live because I was going to do this later in the week. My initial plan was, hey, you know what? Let's do this like Thursday. Let's do it later. We'll find a spot. And I was like, you know what? I want to use the big set. I want to be out here. And I'm at the point right now where I am percolating so badly that I need to talk about it while the iron's hot. I need to get in there. I need to be a part of it. One of the tweet responses I've gotten, and I'm still feeling them live as we go, came from Cameron Kennedy, who said, I'd love for you to go through any vague tweets you made and give context to those exact moments. There's so much that we're going to do. I'm going to run you through the exact thing. I'm scrolling back through my Twitter stuff here, right, where there was one where I just put, holy fucking shit, hashtag Starfield, right? I quote tweeted one, said, there's this guy JS who says, I rarely ever do new game plus, like when the credits roll, I'd like to be done and move on. I quote tweeted that and said, this is usually me. However, I'm going to roll credits again in Starfield tonight for the third time. I went on to quote tweet the one and only Paul Tassi, over at Forbes, doing a lot of great work. He had tweeted, doing an experiment with at Game Over Greggy, after rushing three new game pluses, we have indeed found some weird shit in Starfield, but I would still not recommend playing it this way. Can't talk about this one in earnest for a while. We'll circle back down the road. To which I quote tweeted and said, it's freaking wild, y'all. I'm going to keep experimenting for science. Hashtag Starfield. Cameron Kennedy, we're going to get into all the oh shit moments and what led to that. But where I think I need to start with is gloves off some things I talked about in the review. So in the review, I said that Starfield is the first RPG where I've ever actually role-played, where I've always wanted that. We've talked about it for Cyberpunk. I probably talked about it for Fallout 4. I love coming into these games with the idea that I will make a character, the world will shape it, and I will start making choices as that character. It has never happened. Usually I go in, I make a Taylor Swift, I make a Clark Kent, I do whatever, and or a Genevieve, and I just end up being the good guy or going through and doing the thing and never really thinking about choices or debating them. It often is, you know, binary for a big decision, right? I talked a bit about it in Starfield, the review on Gamescast, right? But you can even watch my first hour. And what I go in and I sit there, and usually what I always do in a character creator is cycle through and look for inspiration, something to jump off. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to make this person. Oh, this looks like Taylor Swift. I'm going to make that. Oh, this looks like Jen. I'm going to make her. Oh, I look like Clark Kent, whatever. This one, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make me. I'm going to make Greg Miller. I'm going to name the character Greggy. I'm going to try to do it this way, yada, yada, yada. I did that. I wasn't happy with how the character looked. You know, you start the game. You're a miner on this weird planet or whatever. You get out there. You immediately have a spaceship. You immediately are out there. Constellation immediately is like, you're a member of Constellation now. You should go search the skies or whatever. And as many of you know, I'm not the space guy. I do not really feel the need to go search the skies and do all these different things. So that didn't work for me as a character. I was immediately taken out of the experience. You can watch our first hour video up on YouTube. And it's me, Barrett, and Bless, and it's intercut and a whole bunch of different things. What you'll notice in mine, and understandably so, because it's a character for me, I start shooting everybody and acting like a psychopath, right? Part of that was my first, you know, I have hands on the wheel of Starfield for the first time, this game we've waited for and talked about for so long. Coming off of Baldur's Gate 3, I really was like, how much can we fuck with this narrative? How much can we fuck with this world? Can I really get in there and do it? And so, like, I'm shooting pedestrians and the cops or whatever, and then I ran inside Constellation. Everybody just talked to me as normal, like, nah. And then I shot Walter, and he couldn't die because, of course, Walter's pretty key to the story. And I was like, like, immediately I was like, fuck. And I've said this in a masked way and not using actual examples, right? I'm like, the seams of the game world showed themselves so quickly that it was a downer for me to start that and be like, okay, it is just a Bethesda RPG. RPGs I love, games I love, but is that right? I'm playing that kind of game. I'm gonna operate within this these confines. And so I start this game and I start playing, and I am not connected to it from a character level. I am not role playing in it, right? And what happened was, you know, I got there and I was like, oh, eventually I'll be able to get glasses for my character. You can't. That's not, at least not that I found. Maybe there are glasses hidden somewhere in a different world. So already it doesn't look like me. It honestly looks more like Kevin in terms of the face. I'm not good at making character creators, characters. And so I think it was at the end of night two where I found inside or I should say inside, right outside of the lodge on New Atlantis, I found, I actually went into the place where you can, you know, change, you can pay and have plastic surgery, make yourself look whatever, you rename yourself, you change your entire outfit, you can change your pronouns, do all that jazz. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this is good. It's 500 credits and I don't like how I look. So what am I going to go in there? And I started clicking around and I messed with the hair and the color at the same time and found hair that I thought looked like Becky Lynch. Of course, the man from WWE, a storied wrestler. And I was like, okay, cool. This is the inspiration I was looking for when I initially sat down to play. Something I can work on. So I pulled up photos of Becky Lynch, did my best to make it look like her. I'm not good at it at all. Barrett, if you want to eventually scroll through my Twitter feed to find it, we're coming in really hot on this idea, so I didn't actually prep Barrett with a lot of assets. If you ever have time to find it on my Twitter feed, that'd be great, Barrett. If not, no big deal. It isn't like a one-for-one amazing recreation. It does not look anywhere near as good as Roger's version of Snowbike Mike did for the stream we did, but it was enough for me to be like, cool, this is that. And this isn't cool, this is Becky Lynch, WWE superstar. It's just like, okay, I like this character look. I like this idea. I like this idea that she was just a former sculptor, because that's the background I chose, who somehow, you know, life amounted to nothing and got into this mining operation, who found this thing, who touched the artifact, who then had this vision and is now thrust into this constellation thing. And as I talked about in the review, it was still, okay, I'm playing and I'm just doing things. I'm stealing occasionally. I'm killing, you know, innocent people to a degree. You know, like I showed in the thing. I'm still, at this point, when I'm even as Becky here, I'm there. Thank you very much, Barrett. There she is. I'm still very much like, okay, like, this isn't, Greg and Becky are the same thing there, right? So, you know, Greg ran around and killed civilians, got arrested and did his time and didn't flip on the, when the cops were like, yo, you should come be an informant. I was like, fuck you, pig. I didn't do that. That's still this thing, but it was very much that she was a drifter. She was adrift in this universe. And so I eventually find the Freestar Rangers at Aquila City, right? Go on that quest to become a deputy there. And that was the first time where for me, I was like, okay, wait a second. I have a purpose in this game. Like, I'm doing something here, and I could see how that story drew Becky as a character in. That's what she's going to do. Now she's off trying to do this thing. And I liked the badge, and I like, and if you haven't played it, it's more like Old West cops rather than like ACAB cops, right? Like, it was like, okay, cool. Like, you're trying to patrol the galaxy, keep it safe, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this gives me a purpose. And again, it wasn't like a perfect fit for what I'd want to do in a game, but I was like, I like these missions. I like going after criminals. I like that idea. That works for me. Then, of course, we eventually run into the Mantis quest. If you haven't seen, I have a TikTok up on tiktok.com/@kindoffunnygames. And then, of course, it's up on my Insta and Twitter and all that jazz, too. But there's a quest in this game called Mantis. You kill a spacer at some point. You pick up a thing that's like, yo, you pick up one of the little digipads that you goes into your inventory but pops a side quest called Mantis that's like, read the thing. You read the thing, and it's like, there's a secret outpost full of amazing loot. You got to join us there and we're going to crack the code together, whatever. I got that. Didn't touch it for a long time. I think I got it as Greg. Didn't touch it for a long time. And then I was playing for a review and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm kind of, the main quest is whatever right now. Let's check out some stuff. I had this Mantis thing. Oh, I'll go get some sweet loot. Went there. And as I've talked about at length on the stream and then in this TikTok, right? Go in and slowly but surely it reveals itself that it's, through the lens of the stuff you're finding in audio journals of this woman passed away and she invited her son, who she was estranged from, to come to this lair to find out and become the Mantis. Like, what are you talking about? And you go through all this stuff and you kill all these bad guys that are down there also trying to hack it. And you do this really cool puzzle, I think. And you go down there and blah, blah, blah. And eventually you walk into the Batcave and it's the Mantis spaceship up there where the Batmobile would be, the Mantis computer over here where the Bat computer would be, all this different stuff. And I was like, holy shit, she was fucking Batman. She's a vigilante. I didn't put it together. Like, then it starts replaying in your head where, like, they're like, oh, there's people like your, I think it was a doc you found from some of the spacers. I forget, I'm probably mixing it up, but like, they're like, oh, well, you know, like the Mantis was there to strike hearts into the space. It's actually what the woman's told her son. You know, the Mantis was there to strike fear into their hearts and keep them in check. And yet I was like, oh my God, fuck yeah. She was this universe's Batman. Or as many people, what about this? What about that? Yeah, there's a million superheroes it could be. But for me, it was Batman. And you walk into like the, you know, another area where you can read through her terminals and find out about, she wasn't the first Mantis. There's a letter there from the Mantis that passed her the mantle. mantle, and now you're passing the mantle to the son who died. He couldn't solve the thing. You know, you find out she had cancer. There's like this whole story. It's like, this for me is like Bethesda 101. This is the kind of shit I eat up in their games of like, wow, this feels lived in and real. And it wasn't something you had to do. It was off on the side. This is amazing. And eventually you walk around the corner and there's the equipment room. And in as soon as you come through the doorway there in glass at the other end of the room, right, is the Mantis suit. And so I walked over there. I opened it up. I got it all out. I put it on. And I was like, I am the Mantis. Becky Lynch is the Mantis of this universe, right? We are out to fight injustice. We are out to, you know, be Batman in space. I was like, this is exactly what I fucking needed to really put into perspective what I was doing and why I was doing it, right? For me, in an RPG or any video game, I want my actions justified. So like when I was, you know, do I want to go be in this gang but also be a cop but also be, I was like, that didn't work for me, right? And this is why I keep saying, like, I feel the correct way to play Starfield is whatever way you connect with and to role play something in it. So even if you can have a headcanon, because we are about to get in to the Duffy of fucking headcanons here. If you can have a headcanon for why you do all the things and why you're operating this morally gray area, but that, more power to you. Go do it. For me, I needed like impetus. I needed a kick in the ass. I needed a backstory beyond I was a sculptor who was a miner who is now in Constellation. Because I thought that all happened really quick, which again, from a game criticism angle, I get, right? You need to get people in the game. You want to deliver this thing they're doing. You let's go. Anyways, now Becky is the Mantis. Now Becky is a vigilante superhero in the galaxy. So I'm out there and I'm taking missions and I'm still doing the Freestar stuff. I finish all that off. I run the entire way. When we get to Hope or whatever, the man, you know what I mean? Like, I totally make him, you're going to stand trial. I'm not going to kill you. He eventually attacks me. I have to kill him or whatever. But like, I'm like, I know this is fucked up for the city, but it's got to be about like, we got to bring you to justice kind of thing. That was the thing I was running with. And so in all of these activities, shortly after the Mantis, maybe, and who knows how shortly actually, right? I meet Andreja. I had been also struggling, I feel, with companions in this game. You know, Sarah comes with you right away as you leave Constellation. This was still when Greg/Becky was, and we're just going to say Becky from here on out. This is when Becky was morally gray. So it was like, well, the rules don't matter in this universe, so I'm going to shoot this guy in the head and take the thing. I'll steal the thing. I'll be nice to this person. I would that. Sarah was constantly like, yo, this ain't Constellation. You suck, whatever, right? Yeah, Barrett shaking his head. We hate Sarah here. And it was to the point of like, it was another one where, again, the game showed its seams where we went out on those introductory missions. And it was, I was doing this morally gray stuff. We came back to Constellation. You know, I talk to Sarah, and she's like, welcome to Constellation. You're officially a member. This is great. We're excited for what you're going to do. And then I finished that one. And then the next objective was also talk to Sarah. So I talked to Sarah again, and her brow immediately crinkles like, I can't believe you talk to me this way, or you do all these things and come talk to me now with the straight. I'm like, dude, like, I get that this is a complicated video game, but like, you want to talk about immersion breaking. That I went from her so happy that I joined a Constellation to the next thing I said to her, her remembering all these people I killed or stole from or whatever. And I was like, that fucking sucks. And I'm like, you stay here. I have the extrovert perk on Becky Lynch. I'm like, you stay here. I'm not rolling with you. They introduced me to Sam, right? Of course, Elias, Tufexis there, wearing his cowboy hat, running around with Cora. I roll off with them. And again, Sam Coe, right? He's like, oh man, I'm Saul of the Earth. Very nice, you know, father figure, spaceman here. He's fucking the same way. Of like, there was one of like, I don't agree with your methods, but I guess I can't be, I wouldn't hang out with you if it weren't the, and I'm like, all right, you suck too, in terms of what I'm doing right now, early on as Becky, right? So I bench him. And so I really was like, dude, the companions are just wet blankets. Eventually run into Andreja, right? She is right there with me. Barrett's right there with me, right? Like she, you know, I would assume if you're watching this, you've at least met her, right? Like she's a merc. She, you know, she has a past that haunts her. Like she operates in that gray area too. Again, of like, maybe we steal, maybe we do this thing, maybe we lie, where Goody Two Shoes, Sam and Sarah weren't. And so immediately I was like, Andreja, you're my girl. We're in this the rest of the way. This is the thing. And yeah, I'm going to try to knock your boots at some point. Don't worry about it. So Becky and Andreja are just tearing up the galaxy, having a great old time. Right. And eventually, as I would assume, you know, because again, you should have beaten this game if you're here listening to me. And again, this isn't like fucking milk. You can leave it on the shelf. It'll be here. You don't have to worry about like, oh man, I want to hear about it now. If you haven't beaten the game, cool your jets. Go play the game. Enjoy yourself. Come back, okay? Eventually, though, your story progresses, obviously, right? We keep finding these artifacts. We keep putting together the big old spinny thing. And what happens, you know, Emissary, Hunter, the cosmos kind of reveal themselves here, right? That there's something more going on to this world. And as that story started to get going, it was like, holy shit, this is, I'm really into this. I like this. The idea of, you know, what's going on and where it's all happening. And you get to the choice, right? Where the Hunter's coming and he is going to fuck everything up, right? And I assume this is for everybody, but I'm going to start using for me because I'm not 100% sure of how playthroughs go differently, right? But I'm at the lodge. I'm at Constellation HQ, right? And we get the radio of like, yo, like they're attacking the eye and they say they're coming to you next. They're coming down there. And you get the choice of what do you want to do? Do you want to stay here and batten down the hatches with us or do you want to shoot up to the eye? And for me, Andreja was up in the eye. So I was like, you're goddamn right. I'm going to the fucking eye. I got to protect her. I've already flirted with her. All right. I'm building something with Andreja. And so I run out of the building. I get into the ship, my Mantis ship. What up, Razor Leaf? Shoot up to the eye, get up there. Everybody's fucked up. Right. I'm running around, run to Andreja. She's okay. I'm like, come with me. We're going to go, we'll get back to the lodge and we'll save everybody. We get out and we get into the ship and take off. And then I will 100% tell you, it could be user error. I am fairly certain from people I talk to, I get a bug. And the bug is that I can't land at New Atlantis. I can't land at the lodge. I can't come back to the planet. What happens when I get there is I keep getting that, the red and black, like warning of like, when I can't land or not clear to land on the screen. And usually what that means is that, they have to scan you for contraband first. But when I hang out outside the planet, nobody's scanning me. I'm just hanging out. I'm hanging in front of there. Right. But just there, nothing's happening. And I'm like, okay. So I flew to another planet, landed there, tried to fast travel from there. Can't land, came back, hung outside the planet. And I was like, okay, this is a progression stopping bug. I do have a review embargo. I need to do this. So I guess I'll just go the opposite way. So I reloaded my save in the lodge. What do you want to do? Go up there or stay here? I'm like, I'll stay here. We stay there. We batten down the hatches. We take care of the Hunter or whatever. Or just as people are coming after him. I'm kind of hazy on the actual fight, but you know what I mean. We fight the people, right? And then it was, cool, go check in on the eye. So I shoot up to the eye and get there. First person, what do I find when I go in there? It's Andreja dead, right? Vlad's over her, holding her. She's dead. And I'm immediately, I for a fact, ladies and gentlemen, I am not a save scummer. Like I like playing games with, this is what you did and this is how it's going to play out now. This one I felt like I was hamstrung by, right? I had a bug in the game. So that I'm like, this will not stand. Bop out, get my save, load the save, come back in. Do you want to help us or help the eye? I'm like, I'm fucking with the eye. Get up there, get Andreja. Come back. I cannot land the fucking ship. And again, I've talked to people who are like, well, no, it wasn't this at all. So again, I think it's a bug. Maybe I fucked up, but I think it's a bug. And so I have to break out the Spider-Verse thing, right? Of like, all right, this is a canon event. I talked about it in the review, right? That I feel like if you were Bethesda and you were in the room planning this game, my connection to it, the way my story goes, is exactly what you would have wanted when you were making these decisions in these games, right? And even this one that I don't agree with and I don't love, I did love the idea of like, yo, it sucks that I chose wrong and it sucks that Andreja died because of that, right? And so Becky Lynch has to live with that, right? So, do the whole thing. You stay here. I'll fucking stay here. We fight the thing, go to the eye, find Vlad cradling Andreja. She's dead, right? And immediately, again, to me role-playing in a way I really wouldn't normally, it's I'm going to fucking kill the Hunter. I just bop down like that is it. Like, you know what I mean? Like I am letting, and like they're showing me in the Mantis suit saying all this shit. And I'm like, this is fucking hitting. This is hitting right now. This is storytelling. This is video games. This is why I love this shit. Right. And it's like, I am fucking going to kill this motherfucker. Right. Like there is no more negotiating. There is just, we are going to fucking murder this guy thing. And so, the game continues or whatever, and I'm going to get some of this wrong, right, in terms of order, but you're with me. You should have done it, right? Eventually, we get to go talk to the Emissary. We get to go talk to the Hunter. Emissary reveals that she is Andreja from a different dimension. The Hunter reveals that he's the fucking priest from 2 seconds ago that I met. I didn't like that. I'm not sure if he can change. I know that, obviously, the Emissary can change. But it's like this weird thing of, like, again, from I'm totally in my head as Becky of just like, because I'm playing a video game, I'm well aware, but like the shock of seeing Andrasia again, the fact that it's not your Andrasia, the fact that we're in a multiverse and all this stuff's happening, and you know, the Unity is the key to getting the center of it and find a new multiverse and all this shit. And like, it was just like, I debate what I want to do and how I'm going to do it. And, you know, I move forward, and then, you know, we have to have the little negotiation. And then of course we get into a fight. I just get the shit kicked out of me in the fight because I didn't have my goddamn shit parts stored in fucking cargo hold. So I had to go fix all that shit and get that stored on and come back and beat the hell out of them. Get down there, fight them all, kill them all, blah, 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 and get to the end. And yeah, when I get to the end, just blow the hunter away, right? And I chose to be with neither of them. I'm like, you're not my Andrasia. You killed, and I think one of the choices at one point was like, you know, you killed my friends just for your stupid thing. So like, no, you're all fucking dead. Nobody gets out of this alive. You know what I mean? So that's the way I went in fighting all of them, do the whole thing, blah, 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 blah. Get the final piece of the artifact, put it together, open the Unity, go in and have, you know, Becky Lynch in the Constellation spacesuit turn and talk to me and have a voice. And I was like, fuck, this is so good. You understand? Because again, like, I think I've done it so many times now that it loses its impact, right? But when she turned and talked and had a voice, and one of the options was, that's not how I sound. I was like, that is so fucking smart. God damn it. I love it. Let alone the fact again of like, I am... and I know it's so trendy right now with comic book movies, but you understand that little fucking Greggy in his goddamn bedroom reading DC and fucking Image books way back in the day and Spider-Verse, like, or not Spider-Verse, Clone Saga. Like, I'm well versed in the multiverse theory. So to have it in the game, even though it is like not tired, but it is, it's everywhere nowadays, everywhere, even like fucking, I shouldn't spoil that. That's a good show you should be watching. Anyways, it's everywhere. But I was like, okay. And like when they initially put it in, I was like, man, me and Barrett had a conversation. He was like, I'll make sure I see your next thoughts in this reveal. I got it. I came in. I was like, oh, why is it always the multiverse now? But then I was like, I'm starting to do something interesting with it. Blah, blah, blah. But there's a whole bunch to get to in a second with that. Anyways, though, I'm like, okay, this is cool. And this is hitting. And I like this thing. And I like this conversation. And I like turning around and seeing what the universe would be if I leave it and all the stuff, or I can stay in it. And it was one of those, again, like no question in my mind. And not only because of the review, I want to see what New Game Plus is like, but because of Becky, right? Like, in my head, Becky's lost Andrasia, right? The only person she found camaraderie with, the only person she had a real relationship with in this universe, died because Becky made the wrong choice. And I was like, that is such a great motivator to strike the match, light it up, and walk out of this fucking place and not worry about staying here and doing every side mission and doing whatever. And of course, the review. So I walk into the Unity. I pop out in my first New Game Plus, right? I, you know, have the dope Starborn suit, the dope Starborn ship. Come down, land at the lodge, come on in. You should all know this. Again, you should have beaten this and done this yourself. I walk on in there, right? And Sarah is me like, who the hell are you? Robot scans me, confirms that I'm this miner that disappeared when they found the artifact. Of course, figuring out why this would all happen. And you get the choice of, do you want to just replay the whole main campaign again, or do you confess that you're Starborn, you're from a universe, this is the multiverse, these are how the artifacts work, this is what's happening? I of course choose, lay it all on the line, right? This isn't my universe, you aren't my people, I'm from a multiverse, I'm here because of what's happened, we're gonna go after the hunter and emissary again, right? They're great, you know, we scan, we get the things, you start building it. And this is one that, to give you timeline for where I'm at in IRL, this is, I roll credits, yeah, I roll credits and I guess go through and talk to Sarah here and then save and go to bed to come in to review the game. So I do that the evening, midnight-ish of the review, the night before the review, then come into work, and with the lunch break I had of like 2 hours, I sit there, go and get every artifact, right? Because my whole thought was like, okay, this is what I talk about in the Gamescast review, where it's like, what do you give this out of, you know, on the Kind of Funny scale, Greg? And I'm like, I don't know yet. Like, I thought I would have had a score building up 2 credits, but then I think the ending's really strong. And then I think the premise for this New Game Plus is so fucking good. The premise of it. We'll talk about execution in a second, right? This idea of walking through into the Unity, coming out the other side in a new multiverse, and then go, all right, cool, what's going to happen? Where are we going to go? What is going to be the next thing? What's different about this thing, right? I play through the whole thing on that little lunch break, right? And my thought was I was looking for differences. And, of course, you have a few different dialogue options that say Starborn here or there. But I'm not really running side quests. I'm not really running anything. I'm just like, I want to collect the things to do the stuff to get over here and figure it out, right? And I forget if it wasn't time. I don't think I did it. I think I did. Let's say I did. It doesn't really matter, right? But I did all of that. Got back to Becky in the Constellation suit. Told her you say that every time, which I love is a great choice now when you start going, when you go back to the Unity. She's like, oh, do I? Okay, so you already know everything. And then started again and ran down to Sarah and walked in and had the same choice. Do you want to restart the mission or the main mission? Do you want to do, tell them everything? I told them everything. And again, and I do forget the timeline on this, but it doesn't matter. This goes back to my thing of, what do I actually think of it? A review scale. What does this actually mean at this point in the conversation, right? Because my initial thoughts for New Game Plus One and New Game Plus Two were the same. Of like, this is so cool. What a great premise for a New Game Plus. You are a character who can traverse the multiverse. You keep all of your things. One of my criticisms of the game, right, was, hey, we're not actually, sorry, I was, Barrett sent me a Slack, good call, and I know that, I'm cognizant of that, Barrett, but what a good, you're this character that keeps all your stats and all your things, but you lose all your stuff because you're going through the multiverse, but you have your knowledge and you get to go through, and I'm like, what a great premise, I love that. Back to the fact that the multiverse is so played out in some ways, and if not played out, so well known, I thought, what a miss to not have there be differences from the get-go. I think it was Janet in one of our chats was like, it's a cool idea, but why isn't the lodge a different color at the very least? Why? When I was talking about, I was like, why doesn't Sarah have a different haircut? Why does it, like, I understand we've seen the multiverse done so many times that I was looking immediately for variances like that and not getting them. The first one, you're like, oh, this is very interesting and I have new dialogue choices. Okay. The second one, it was like, okay, well, how many times am I really going to do this? And so I started my second New Game Plus playthrough, and I was like, well, this is going to be the New Game Plus that I settle in. This will be my save. This will be, I'm actually going to go through and do side missions. I'm going to go join the UNC, United Colonies Systems, whatever, UCS, what? I'm going to go join that police force, whatever, right? I want to do something different there, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm like, this is where I'm going to start and actually make a life as Becky Lynch. And I will tell you about that life in 1 second, because first I'm going to tell you about patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, of course, you could get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny Games cast ad-free. You could get 300 bonus episodes of all sorts of cool content. You could, of course, get cool physical items each and every month. You get all the shows ad-free, on demand, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm saying, though, for right now is that patreon.com/kindoffunny keeps the lights and mics on. But since you're not on patreon.com/kindoffunny, here's a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've worn. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Every purchase supports the Shady Rays Impact Program, which works directly with nonprofits and their communities to empower and make adventure accessible for all walks of life. If you don't love your Shady Rays, exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for y'all, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. You can go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDOFUNNY for 50% off two pairs of polarized sunglasses. You can try for yourself the shades that are rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Again, that's ShadyRays.com/kindoffunny. This episode is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. We've had 7 months without an NFL game, but for all of you football fans out there, good thing that's over. NFL is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you a can't-miss offer for week one. This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game. DraftKings is hooking everyone up with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. You can check out the app to see what you get. You can download now and use code KINDAFUNNY to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. That is code KINDAFUNNY only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, you can call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call telephone number 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpd.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort KS. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after insurance, eligibility, and deposit restrictions. Apply. Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So we're back. New game plus two. I start it. Sarah, same conversations, same options, same color, same look, same everything. And I'm like, okay, here's where I will really go out into the world and live, for lack of a better term, right? I want to do this, and I want to have a save where I can just go through and do side quests and hang out and see what's up and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I don't take Sarah as a companion. I really do love the conversations with all the different people and how weirded out they are if you reveal you're Starborn, if you reveal you're from the multiverse. Like, everyone is so, that I talk to, is so off-put at Constellation about it that it really does feel like you are an outsider and you're weird to them. Because I've always, you know, I can think back to being in college. I remember having this, when journalism school came around, there was a teacher who would go on to be one of my mentors. But I remember when everybody got up to pitch their department of the newspaper, he got up and he was like, the grizzled veteran over fucking kids and over being a professor. And he's like, oh, and I was like, I do not want him as my professor. And sure as shit, I got him as my professor. Eventually, I discovered how lovely he was and amazing he was and how knowledgeable he was. And I remember at one point, being very much Greg, even though I was you know, in college and whatever. I remember leaving his office after a meeting about a story, and I stopped and turned back, and I'm like, hey, if you were a superhero, would you tell people? And he thought it was the funniest thing, because obviously everybody talks to him about serious shit. But I was like, I would give away my secret identity. It's stupid to have a secret identity. This is, of course, before Marvel movies actually existed, so it was a different conversation. I digress. In this conversation, I love it. Like, oh, well, knee-jerk action. Of course I'm going to tell all these people I'm Starborn. Both the time when I was just going to, I needed to speed run it for the review to see what happens. And then in my real playthrough, yeah, of course, like, this is silly not to, like, whatever. And then to actually interact with them and get how fucking weirded out they all were. And you can, like, play it down, obviously. But again, headcanon for Becky Lynch. I found that very irksome. Anyways, I was like, you know what? Going to live in this universe. This is going to be my universe. This is where I will go forth and prosper. And so I was like, you know what I haven't done is I haven't really gone super off the beaten path. And what I mean by that is finding side missions that might be tucked away, living in a place, yada, yada. And so what I did is I went to Aquila City and parked the ship and then just walked in and just wandered about town. I didn't go to the quest markers. I didn't pick a thing. I went immediately and, you know, the first thing when you get there, right, is the bank robbery with the hostage situation. you know, I went there and played it differently where I was like, well, this time around, you know, before I talked them all down because I wanted to use my persuasion, this time I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to go in there and kind of RoboCop it. I'll kill them all. I'll come through the vent and take them all out that way. Did that. Great. I'm a hero of the day. But again, headcanon wise, you know, the first playthrough, the first new game plus one, I never took off the Starborn outfit. Like I wore that the entire time. I never was Becky. Right, because I kind of felt like an alien in that world. And then again, in Constellation talking to them, I definitely found alienated both in New Game 1 and 2. So when I was in Aquila City for a while, I was finally like, you know what? I look like a psychopath walking around in this Starborn outfit. Went in and popped in the, you know, her in just the tank top and the like tied around her waist astronaut suit, whatever it is. And I wandered around there talking to people, doing their missions, helping them out, talking to the kid who's convinced somebody's doing, you know, blah, blah, at midnight or whatever, like just living in Aquila City. But I swear to fucking God, guys, I could not shake it of just like, this isn't right. Like Andreja should be here. And I, you know, like when I went back to Constellation, she's like, she's not there, right? That's not how you meet her in your game. You meet her through a mission. And so I was like, damn, she's not here. And since I skipped the story, I won't meet her as I normally would, which then got me thinking like, well, can I ever romance her? Can I ever do this? And one of the things, you know, I had left Aquila City eventually when I was done and I went back this, yeah, that's how it worked. I did all the Aquila City stuff for like a night, maybe a little bit more, left, went back to New Atlantis, bummed around doing the same thing there, walking around. And finally for, I'm screwing it up again. The UCS, is that, I think that's what they are. I was like, oh, well, you know, I'll join your security force, be a good guy that way, right? Because I already did that for the Freestar Rangers. Let's do it here and see what it's like. And that's when you go down, and I again, Bethesda being awesome and Bethesda about it, I'm sure shit you could run by and never pay attention to. I spent like, you know, 20 minutes in the basement of the Freestar, or of the UCN or UCS, right? Going through and learning about the war and learning about the formation and learning about them leaving Earth and what happened. Like, because there's like a museum exhibit, if you haven't done that, you go exhibit by exhibit, that tells you basically the history of Starfield up until this point, which was eye-opening based on the fact, of course, the main story told me what happened and why we had to leave Earth and all that stuff with the grav drive. So I was like, oh, this is interesting to get the propaganda version of it versus what the real story was, or at least even the propaganda version that everybody knows, not the real story so few people do, unless they killed a million people and found a slate inside a locker or whatever the fuck I did to get it. Anyways, I digress. I'm going through, and I had also talked to the realty people outside where they're like, oh, well, if you become a full citizen, you can buy property here. You can own a house or an apartment or whatever it's going to be on New Atlantis. But since you're not, you can't, and blah, blah. And so it's like, okay, well, you go through, you know, the space marine fucking training or whatever. And at the end of that, you become a citizen. That's what they tell you. So obviously, what I assume is correct, that when I finish that quest line, you know, I get a handsome reward alongside my citizenship here in New Atlantis or whatever. And so I was like, this is great. I'll do that. That sounds cool. You know, I'd like to have, if this is going to be my save, I want to have a house. I want to have a place. I want to have, you know, somewhere to rest my head or whatever kind of thing. And so I was like, all right, cool. And as I went through it and thought more and more about it, and again, this is Becky thinking, but it's me. You know how it is. I got to the end and there's the dude like, all right, cool. I was coming here to do your test or whatever. And I was like, no. I won't do this without Andreja. I need Andreja. Her and I are going to live in this apartment. I'm going to come. I'm going to fucking become a citizen. And I just 180'd, walked out. I went back and I'm like, I'm getting every artifact and I'm fucking making this right. I am going to make this fucking right. And so I went and got all the artifacts. This time, yeah, this is new game three or no, this is new game two. This time I decided to side with the emissary because I just killed them again, both of them in the two. I was like, this time around, fuck it. I'll side with the emissary, see what it's like. You know, there's no big difference or whatever. Side with her, kill the hunter, go through the, you know, you always say that. I love it so much. Go through the unity, pop back on the other side. This time around, I'm like, oh, there's a difference here, right? Like, first off, I finally noticed that your spacecraft is getting numerated for the amount of times you've done new game plus. So it goes from 2 to 3 to 4 or whatever it is. Even though I was talking to Paul Tassi about it, and I don't want to spoil anything he sees in the game. This is not a spoiler for Paul's stuff. He was like, oh, the first ship I went through had the 4 on it. I was like, did it? I don't remember that, but it doesn't. Now it's counting. My spaceship names are counting for how many times I have New Game Plus it is Starborn. Anyways. Also, I had Basically like the kind of like the Master Chief poncho from that teaser trailer they did that never went anywhere. Remember where it's, but I was talking to Paul about that eventually. He's like, yeah, now I have the Emissary's outfit. I'm like, oh, is that what it is? Because I sided with the Emissary. I had the thing. That's interesting. I'm not sure if that's actually what I love right now. Recording this on Tuesday, September 5th. There's still so many things that like, he's like, this happened because of this. And I'm like, no, that happened to me on the, like, we're still all piecing it all together, which I love so much, but again, it makes it so personal. Doesn't matter. I had a cool outfit. So I'm like, oh, the outfit changed. Oh, this ship name's changing. That's interesting. I'm like, but here we go. This is the real one. I'm going to the lodge. I'm going to walk into the lodge and I'm going to tell them we're restarting the thing. I'm going to do every mission so I can meet Andreja, so I can make her fall in love with me again, so I can get back to where we were, right? Like, even as I say it, some real like supervillain shit, really, right? And I feel like this is like every multiverse story when somebody gets this kind of shit in their head, this is where they start going off the rails.
This is literally Kingpin's plan in Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody's plan in everything, right? Like even fucking Flash and fucking Flash, which Jeff Keighley won't tell me if he likes or not. Doesn't matter. I'm like, I know it, but again, like I can't stop it because I'm like, I love it and I love role-playing this thing. If that's what I'm going to do. I'm like, fine. So we're going to land. We're going to go in there. We're going to do the thing. Go to the lodge. Get out, open the doors, go into the lodge, and it's not Sarah. It's Korra. And actually, it's not, I don't even know it's Korra immediately. If you're watching the video, it is this woman in a black outfit that looks a lot like what I'm wearing, right? My Starborn duds, with a weapon with a green laser surrounded by spacers that also look badass. And I walk in, and it's Korra, and she's like, finally, I've caught up to you. You know, you fucking killed my dad, and now I'm gonna kill you. Blah blah blah. And I chose the dialogue option of like, "Whoa, I did not kill Sam when my universe." And she's like, "You're telling me I did all of this? I've come all this way, and it's not even the right you." Ah, I mean, she's like, "Fine." She's like, "Here's the locations of the stupid artifacts. Go do your stupid." And like, she then they just stay there. But it was like, I was like, fucking floored. I don't have it in front of me. It's either that one. Yeah, that one's the holy shit one or the next one's the holy shit one. But it was, it doesn't matter. It was a holy fucking shit one. That's when I immediately took to Slack to be to everybody. Guys. Like, again, back to my earlier commentary, right? Of like, I think it seems, and even now with this, we'll get to it in a little bit. I wish they took all of their ideas 10 out of 10. And I don't mean quality. I mean like on a scale of intensity. Whereas I think so many things seem to be like, okay, it's a 5 out of 10. It's a 6 out of 10. It's a multiverse, but every time you come, it's going to look the exact same and it's going to be the same people. Like the outfits aren't even changing, right? Like I'm looking for palette swaps to make it really feel like I'm not in the same fucking universe. Now, granted, if I wanted to, I could argue against my own headcanon of like, there's no definition of what the multiverse really is. There's no like, this is what it has to be. It could be that in their world, the multiverse is this same world every time. It's just then the permutations of it. It doesn't matter. This changes that, right? Where I'm suddenly like, again, the beauty of it being on my third run, and also the shock value, go all the way back to the review and the conversation I was having and what I said here already of like, oh man, I'm the exact subject line. I'm exactly who they hoped would play this game. I'm having the exact experience they wanted me to play. The fact that this isn't guaranteed to happen at your new game one, new game two, I have no idea how it works. The fact that you could not have it till 3 or whenever it is, like it would have been so easy for me to be like, oh, well, new game plus 2 is my thing and I'm going to sit here and do this. And I never would have seen this. And I would have told you like, I wish they did more with the multiverse. And granted, YouTube and spoiler casts like this and everything else, everybody's sharing their stories. You would have been like, oh man, there is shit out there. But it's like, I didn't, like my expectations were on the ground that I was going to land on new game plus 3. Come in, find Sarah, say the thing, and be on my way to do the same missions again. Again, with different constellation dialogue and be able to say things here or there or whatever. But like, I was like, holy fucking shit. That is just ridiculous, right? That is so cool. I love that idea. And then as I was playing it, it was like, oh, wait, like, no constellation members are in the lodge. So, you know, like, I flew up to the eye. Nobody was there. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. You know what I mean? Went back down, and then it was like, okay, cool. As I'm saying the story, nothing's wrong, but I left a piece out that I'll have to just insert somewhere here, but we'll get there in a second. So I came back down, and then it was like the thing of like, well, okay, cool. Like, I guess I can just play now. I can just go through it and do the dang thing, right? Like, But I'm not going to, where is Andrasia? All the Constellation members are gone, scattered to the winds. Again, when other people are playing this, maybe they'll find out there's a way to go get them. Maybe you'll figure, maybe you can't on these kind of playthroughs. I don't know. But for me, I was like, they're gone. They're not where they should be. So there's no way for me to really find them, right? And again, my headcanon was Cora killed them all when she got there, right? So then it was like, okay, I am then going to do it again. So I went through and got all the artifacts, gathered everything up, came back, went to the Unity. You always say that. Went through, popped out the other side, and came down and landed at the lodge and walked through the doors ready to tell Sarah, all right, cool. I've never done this before. I'm brand new. What's going on? Whatever. Opened up the doors, and it was fucking Walter standing there this time. And this Walter knew about the multiverse too, obviously, had gone through the Unity. He had gotten tips from other Walters, and he was here to shake me down for money. He wouldn't give me the artifact locations unless I paid him, I think it was 100,000 credits or whatever for them. I said, kick bricks. We got into a firefight. And again, the brilliance of this new game plus shines through here. Because again, I fucking love this new game plus. Let's even take out... No, let's not take it. I mean, I love it because these crazy swerves are happening, right? But the idea that, hey, it's new game plus. And it almost to, you know... the detriment of my own argument of like, I wish they went to 10 out of 10 craziness every time. There is something there about it being Groundhog Day, that it is a multiverse of Groundhog Day. So we are starting from the same point every time where Walter, I'm like, fuck you, Walter. We're in a, I'll fucking, how about I just kill you? And free sounds good or something like that. They all start shooting at me and I don't have a weapon because I just got to the planet, right? I'm fresh as a daisy, right? But what did I know? I turned, ran downstairs in the lodge, got the weapons off the walls, loaded up my guns, took them out, picked up their guns and was able to fucking ice everybody there. And it was like, shit, that fucking feels so good because of the multiverse they've built, right? Where it is, I do have a leg up on everybody because of it. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. And I've talked to a few other reviewers and just players at this point who have already started doing this stuff too. And they're a little bit let down because there are the conversations of like the whodunits or whatever, like, you know, these things where you don't have a Constellation shortcut, where a Starborn shortcut, where a Starborn should say something like, now I know you're the killer, or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? Like, call them out on their shit before you have to do all the steps, but it doesn't do it. So again, not a 10 out of 10 in terms of intensity on some of the stuff, but in this moment, it fucking worked of cleaning everybody's clock and doing everybody else. What I was saying just a second ago, about I left something out. It must have been on New Game Plus 2 where I was like, I need to find Andrasia. And it was, okay, yeah, because Sarah and a few of the other people are at the lodge when I get there, right? But she's not. And since I chose not to do the main missions, I was like, I don't know how to get her. And at this point, I Googled in a New Game Plus, how do you get her if you choose this? And was able to come up with, if you collect all the artifacts, then she'll be in her room. So at the end of that New Game Plus thing, when I was like, I think I'm going to go do a third one to actually have her, I guess it started with walking away from trying to be the space cop, right? The space marine or whatever. Walking away from that because I needed her, doing the artifacts, getting her at the lodge and going to talking to her and having her break my heart because she was so like, don't fucking talk to me. And like, again, I talked it down to we can start fresh kind of thing, but I found her reaction so off-putting as Becky Lynch that I was like, I can't force her to do this. I can't force her to fall in love with me again or reconnect with me when I know in her heart of hearts, she finds the entire situation really fucking weird and creepy. And that's when I was like, all right, cool. Let's go to do a third one, reset it. Third one, I get there. It's Cora, adult Cora, pissed off that I killed her dad. Okay, well, do all that. That's an awesome thing. Let's go to this one. Walter's there, do this. And now back to what I was talking about, because this is where I still am right now. I am on my new game 4. Yeah, because I've done the Walter shakedown. Walter shook me down. I killed him. I still haven't put it all together. I'm collecting artifacts there. Now we're in such an interesting headcanon place, right? Where I have several reviews and games that are out that I should play to talk on things. I can't talk about Starfield forever, sadly. I have the real life pressure of, well, I need to move on to the next thing for my job. Mixed with the real life pressure / Becky Lynch storyline that I need to get back to Andrasia. Cause now we are not only into supervillain, at all costs, I will do this. I will fucking have the perfect life. I will have the perfect universe. You are now into like Quantum Leap Sliders territory where I keep jumping. And now like I was so disappointed, right? With the first jump And really the second jump when it just looked like it was going to be the same every time. So disappointed to find them be the same. Now I want them to stop being different so that I can get back to that, so that I can have this universe to build off of. And there's this like beautiful, energizing terror to me of like, it's excitement. And it's also terror then as the character of like, I'm excited to make this next jump from the Walter universe. Right. But what if I land? And again, it's just, they're not there. Like, I don't know. Have I gambled away my opportunity to ever have a normal game again? Cause I don't want to do the, I'm an obsessive saver. I have so many saves going back that I could jump into and I could find a, even before I went through the Unity the first time and start playing there, I could find an NG one or two save and go from there. I don't want to, because this is back to, I don't like save scumming, and this would be save scumming to me, because my experience with Starfield has been so good and so rich, and so it just hit, it smacks, man. And it smacks because all this history is there. Like, I love the fact that they did a great job. Again, I think this is just a beautiful concept for a new game plus, of jumping in and you can do it anytime and then it's going to do this, especially for a game where it is, you're making choices, but you want to do different choices, or you want to do the different thing, but it never made sense to do that. And like, that was always my thing with like, even any, and not even any of the RPGs I played before, I was like, no, that was my playthrough. So I don't want to replay. I don't want to re-roll, because I did my thing and that was my story. Everything can be my story. Right. And again, for having a Becky Lynch that is right now struggling to find the universe to start in. But even when I get there, inevitably I'm going to be like, all right, cool, I'm over this. Right. And then it just turns out that I guess Becky is just always needs to be on the move, always needs to do the thing. She's obsessed with the multiverse. It's ruined her life. It's done all these things. So you jump to the next one, the next one. This gets me so excited for the DLC. Like, what are the DLCs going to be? Are they going to be, you know, you get to jump to a universe, but maybe for the first time you can come back, and that's how they kind of justify it. I love that doing the final mission gives you so much XP. Like, giving that, doing all the artifacts in the final mission, I feel like I pop 2 levels at least every time I do this, and just speed running it. And one of my complaints, in quotes, because it was a real complaint, then colored completely different by the new game plus thing, was how slowly you level. I when I was playing that initial thing, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? It's taking me this long to level up. Like, I want to invest in all these cool things and have a cool character and have all this cool stuff. And it's that idea of, Now I have an abundance of points that I'm putting into all sorts of things, but at what cost? Let alone the fact that, again, all of it matters. Like, I love that. I love that my story is my story, but then all these 4 other stories we've piled on top of them are fresh starts that are still part of the same story. You know what I mean? Again, speaking as a comic book guy, like the reboot, right? We're, fucking microphone bit me. The reboots, right? Of like, what's going on here of this thing, but we're still like, it fucking hits so well for me in a way that, like, I also get is busy work isn't the right way, but it is just window dressing, right? Like, coming in and finding Walter there instead of Sarah and instead of Cora, I was like, holy shit, this is awesome, right? But as soon as the adrenaline ended and I had killed all of them and I was back on to getting all the artifacts, it was kind of like, oh, okay, so the only major difference is going to be that who I see when I walk through the front door and I have a one thing exchange with them. Like, Cora is a good example, right? Where you kill my dad, I didn't kill your dad. Okay, here's the thing, get out of my sight. She wouldn't talk to me anymore in that session, so I left, right? But then when I would come back just to pop in, or even when I had all the artifacts, I stopped in before I left expecting her to be like gone or say something different, and she didn't. It's like, oh, okay. Like, again, intensity, right? Where it's like, I feel like you could have gone harder with this, but if there's a million of these, then that's awesome. But then now I'm to the point of like, well, I wish I could get the artifacts faster, right? Because it's like, it's fun to see these different window dressings, but I am at the point right now where, again, I don't want to talk about it. I should talk, me and Paul Tassi from Forbes, when we were DMing about this, right? He eventually got one of these 2. He did not get any of the ones I just mentioned. So there are at least 3, and I would imagine many, 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 many more ways universes are going to open when you get to the lodge. But again, I'm to the point now of like, if I get out of Walter and I get a normal one for new game 5, that's going to be my save. And I will wait for the YouTube compilation of what are all the different ways this can start? Who else could be there? What could they say? What could they do? I'm going to stay here. And I have, for the record, again, as you've heard through Becky's story here, I have not invested in the new game Worlds, where I've gone off and done all the side quests and done all the stuff. Paul has gone the opposite way, and he's like, dude, I met this guy who did X, Y, and Z and said whatever. I've seen this. Like, there are a lot of Starborn things sprinkled in here, but I just don't think they're enormous and major and crazy in terms of, like, I don't know if there's a new quest in there or something like that. I shouldn't say that, but, like, the excitement that there could be, here's what's, I think, fascinating about this. You figure I'm nearly 60 hours in on this save. That, of course, saves don't include the times you've died and lost progress or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It also doesn't include the 10 hours or, I guess, 12 I did on our stream, right? Because I did 10 on Friday and I had 2 when Mike was doing something else, right? So it's like, I've played so much Starfield, and even though the scenes show, and I think, okay, well, it's just going to be this one scene to start will change, there is the possibility, because they've already done something weird, I think, by changing up what could happen in a new game plus 3, 4, et cetera. There's more out there in this universe that will be related to this and be available to me as a Starborn and do all these different things, let alone dialogue choices, let alone whatever. Like, I've played so much of this fucking game, and I am still so excited to play more. Like, I am so excited to get back to a normal universe, to build a life and see, cool, now I've done so much, I've had it taken away from me, you know, losing Andreja. I've had it where I could have, and now I'm here and I'm going to live here. And again, I guarantee that when I get that next normal universe, I'm going to start it and be like, this is the universe. This is where I'm making a world. This is what I'm doing. And as that game goes and branches and changes, I get really excited to say, well, what's going to happen that's going to make me go, you know what, fuck this universe, I'm going to go do another one? Or can I actually make it work? Will this be the one? Am I going to try the outposts, which I still haven't built 60 hours in? I've never done a fucking outpost in this game. Like, and when I do want to do more evil stuff, right? Because I don't think Becky would do that, like we were doing with Sith Bike Mike. Like, is it going to be that I roll? I can't imagine I jump through the universe to do it as Becky, right? Like, I'd have to roll a new character. Like, there's so much fucking crazy shit in this game that isn't the 10 out of 10 crazy, but also is 10 out of 10. Like, maybe it's not the game, but like the way I'm talking about it and reacting to it and pitching it, like, it almost reminds me of when we'd be on the verge of a new wrestling video game and I would sit in class and write out like storylines and match cards and do this thing. And like, when I get home tonight, this is why Owen Hart's going to fight this person and what they're going to do. And then this is going to happen. Like, there's so much world building to it. Again, where I'm learning the history of it, like 3 playthroughs in or whatever, but then still making up my own. Like, there's a real weird dance going on between head canon and Starfield canon and what's motivating me to keep playing and keep going. And I wish we were in a slower time period for the industry where I could just go, fuck it, I'm in the next 3 weeks on this and I'm going to do it and see the thing and whatever. But even then, I wonder how long that would actually work, how long that would actually last. Because I feel like when I do get the normal save and I do get going, I mean, I'm going to want to make Andrea my wife, and then, or Andreja my wife. And when I do that, that'll open up new things and new contexts and new worlds and new things. Like, how much can I not replay the same thing? How much of it will be different? How much will Starborn choices influence what I'm doing? And, you know, I'm just excited to have, at this point, and not in a negative way, because this sounds negative, at this point, I'm excited to have permanency, right? Because I feel like in these runs, I get great weapons every so often, do these amazing things. But then, of course, when I step through the Unity, I lose them. So I start again. And I doubled down on ballistics and pistols. So anytime you drop me in a new universe, it's literally get me a pistol, get me anything with bullets, and I'm going to be just fine. I can tear apart anybody that gets in my way. You know, the Starborn ship is so good for what it's doing in terms of power. But like, I'm floored that I'm this fascinated by the game and what I've done so far, let alone what I still have to do. Even though, because I guess that's the thing. It's a great way to put it and kind of end it, I guess. Because again, I could just rant and rant, rave, I guess, all day long. And I doubt this is the last Starfield conversation we're going to have on the Gamescast or at Kind of Funny. But it's that idea that like, I have to put this game down and move on to something else for PS I Love You XO this week, for the next review that's coming up, yada, yada, yada. But like, its hooks are still in me. You know what I mean? Like, I am still very much like, I need to get Becky Lynch to that next universe. And I hope the next universe is, you know, always hoping that the next leap could be the leap home. Like, I'm ready to leap home, but even then once we get back to a normal universe and we restart this story, because I don't want people thinking I'm a weirdo. I'll just be a little clairvoyant. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Barrett? I'll just be a little clairvoyant. They don't need to know that I'm Starborn. They don't need to know I've seen them all die a million times. Once I get into that universe, like, I think then it'll be one of those games I can put down and that I can come back to when I do have it's a slow night. Let's go and see what's going on in the story. Let's go do this thing. Let's work on, you know, getting to where we're a citizen so I can buy this fucking house so I can have another mortgage or whatever the shit it is. Like, it didn't even dawn on me as I've talked about this and all these things. Like, I was like, oh man. And like last night I was thinking about this and you're just thinking because Jen doesn't want to hear about any of this shit. But I was thinking of like, you know, oh man, well, I could always jump through a Unity, and if I wanted the negative stuff, if I want to go to the Rejusion, I can't pronounce it, mission and be a bad person, right? I could have Becky do that, and I was like, oh, well, that's still going to be here. And then I was finally like, oh, I guess I could roll a new character. And then I was like, oh, if I did that, there's a whole bunch of different traits and backgrounds and all this shit that I haven't thought about in 70, 80 hours, right, that I've done of playtime on across these things. And like, that would be one way to do it and have it that way. But even then, it wouldn't be, because again, I will replay this game apparently quite a few times, and I will do it probably a few more times as Becky, but I don't want to go start a new character because this is Becky's story. Like, this is what, back to like fucking comic books, right? This is where like comic book continuity means so much to people like me, where it's like, I loved the old days of, you know, post-crisis DC, where it was like, yeah, there's been this many Green Lanterns. Yeah, there's been this many Blue Beetles. Yeah, yeah. You're like, this, oh, you don't understand why that this is that to this. And like, it made sense. Like, there was a history to that, right? When we went from the Green Lantern Corps to just Kyle Rayner, like, that was fucking awesome. That was crazy. And before everybody got rebooted and changed up and then shoved in spots or whatever, like, I love the idea that like Becky's story is never ending. It's going to keep going as much as I want it to. There's always going to be a chance to restart it and do something else or go, or again, live in that moment and see what's up and make a life with Andreja. Or maybe I'm going to fuck that up because I'm not going to follow a guide. You know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure, like, I love having stakes in the game, and I have stakes in this game like I have never had in an RPG before. And so that's pretty impressive for a game that I think starts a bit awkwardly and gets going a bit slow and has plenty of other issues, whether it be menus or no local maps or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, I am floored by how much I love Starfield and how much I cannot get it out of my system or out of my head and how much I want to keep doubling down and going for it. But this is kind of not on top of being a fun little vent session for me. It's a great little time capsule to see what this actually means for me coming back to Starfield, for me, my future with Starfield, coming back for DLC, what Becky's story will look like in a week and all that other jazz, even though, again, got to start playing other stuff tonight, I guess. Maybe I just finish off. I don't have that many artifacts. Maybe I just finish off the artifacts, make the jump for a fifth playthrough, and see if I get a normal one. Do I get a normal one? Or am I caught in this living hell of always being in weird ones? We'll do that, and we'll figure it out, and then maybe we'll move on to another game. Or I just never play Goodbye Volcano High, and, you know, that's how it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very special episode of the Kind of Funny Games Cast. Thank you for hanging out with me for, what, an hour while I sat here and just ranted about Starfield. Of course, there's lots of great Starfield coverage up. Like I said, the review is up as a Games Cast. We did a 48-hour stream that is still on Twitch, and eventually I think it's going to be migrated, at least in pieces, to YouTube. We put up a whole bunch of different cool TikToks. It would mean a lot if you went over there and watched those. The streams are continuing throughout the week. Like I said, on Friday, it's going to be Gary Wittes sitting down with me, and we will be playing my save, so maybe we're into a normal universe. Maybe I'm still doing crazy shit. We will find out on Friday. Above all, though, I hope you are enjoying Starfield. If you're not, don't worry. That's totally normal. Not every game's for every person, and that's okay. We'll be back this week with a regular Games Cast. That's right, two this week. This was just me needing to talk to someone, and I chose to talk to you, one of my best friends. If you wouldn't mind, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Toss us a few bucks, where, of course, you get each and every episode of the Gamescast ad-free. You could watch us record the other podcasts live and get them ad-free on demand as well. You could get 300 bonus episodes of content we've uploaded since October. But I digress. No bucks tossed away, no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe for all sorts of amazing Kind of Funny content. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.